President Donald Trump says the U.S. is, quote, going to run Venezuela after launching strikes on the country and capturing its leader, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife. He added Washington will hand over control when it's possible for a safe, proper, and judicious transition.
We're going to run the country right. It's going to be run very judiciously, very fairly. It's going to make a lot of money. We're going to give money to the people. We're going to reimburse people that were taken advantage of. We're going to take care of everybody.
Speaking at a news conference in Florida, President Trump also suggested American troops could be deployed if necessary, raising the prospect of a sustained U.S. presence in the country. Mr. Trump added Washington plans to repair Venezuela's oil infrastructure and, quote, get the oil flowing.
We want safety there. We want to be surrounded by countries that aren't housing all of our enemies all over the world. That's what that was happening. And you don't want to have that. But we're going to be rebuilding, and we're not spending money. The oil companies are going to go in. They're going to spend money. We're going to take back the oil that, frankly, we should have taken back a long time ago.
The U.S. leader indicated that Venezuela's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, would be sworn in as interim president. But she rejected that account, demanding Maduro's immediate release and warned Venezuela is ready to defend itself. Maduro has arrived in New York to face drugs and weapons charges. President Trump, meantime, has justified the intervention by accusing him of being the leader of a drug cartel, allegations he denies. Venezuela holds the world's largest proven oil reserves with China as its top partner. Mary Trinimera is covering the story for CNA in Caracas, and she has more on how Venezuelans and local authorities are reacting to the situation.
For the most part of this Saturday, the city of Caracas has remained in calm after Venezuelans woke up with three kinetic strikes conducted by U.S. military forces that ended up with the extraction of the leader of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, Celia Flores. Right now, the head of Venezuela is Delcy Rodriguez, which is the vice president of the country. She appeared on national television surrounded by members of the military forces and also members of the key institutions of the country, saying, first of all, that they will declare a state of emergency to take control over the streets and the borders of Venezuela. She denied any conversations or negotiations with the Trump administration, as Donald Trump suggested. And also, she said that the one and only legitimate president of Venezuela is Nicolas Maduro. Delcy Rodriguez says that this was a kidnapping and an aggression with the sole goal to take control, coming from the United States, to take control over the resources of Venezuela. Right now, as I said, people are deciding to stay at home, mostly carefully, cautiously, following the news and waiting for what is it could happen that could be crucial in the coming hours in the country. It is still history in the making in Venezuela. Mari Trinimena, CNA, Caracas.
Tegurti Dave, reporting for CNA from Washington, D.C., has more about the mismatch between what the U.S. leader and Venezuela's vice president are saying.
Donald Trump said that Delcy Rodriguez had spoken to Marco Rubio and was essentially, according to him, willing to do whatever the U.S. wanted. But of course, as we heard there, Delcy Rodriguez is saying, no, there is only one president of Venezuela, and that is Nicolas Maduro, and she will do all she can to defend Venezuela. So it's unclear, really, what the situation is. Marco Rubio is sort of trying to underplay her public words, saying that there is room for them to work together. But I think there is a real sense that, you know, Venezuela has long been saying that the operation that the U.S. is conducting in the Caribbean and the Pacific against against alleged drug boats is really about ousting Maduro and capturing Venezuelan oil. The Trump administration has repeatedly said that this is to do with stopping the flow of illicit drugs into the United States. Now, Marco Rubio is characterizing all of this as just merely the execution of an arrest warrant that was already in place for Nicolas Maduro. But Donald Trump is making no secret about the fact that he has plans for the U.S. oil industry to go into Venezuela, and he has plans for Venezuela's oil, saying that he is going to sell it to foreign bidders.